This piece is from Inside the Council and is by Councillor Dave Young and concerns levels of crime. Like everywhere else in the UK, police in West Yorkshire are under increasing pressure and continuing to cope with the cuts by central government. This means their resources are stretched to the limit and the priority must be given to the most serious of crimes and dealing with emergency situations which put people's lives at risk. But the everyday issues are still of paramount importance to us, and Calderdale Council is doing what it can to help bridge the gap in funding. Keeping the people safe is the top priority of our community safety partnership team, involving police, emergency services, council and housing officers. Thanks to extra funding from the West Yorkshire Police Crime Commissioner, Mark Burns Williamson, we have increased the number of PCSOs on our streets to 33 across the borough. We are also investing in a new approach to tackling everyday issues like antisocial behaviour. On Monday, our new community safety warden team began their 6-week training programme, which will see them in action by mid-November. This new service is designed to make a real difference in the way that Calderdale Council responds to neighbour nuisance and other quality of life issues. Despite the difficult financial climate, we have increased the number of community wardens from 8 to 23, and the Council is determined they will be an invaluable resource in supporting frontline policing as well as other services in Calderdale. Previously, it had been difficult for anyone but police officers to take enforcement action when it comes to antisocial behaviour. But from October 21st, new legislation called Public Space Protection Orders come into force. The most significant change is no longer enforcement solely reliant on the police. Our council officers can take more effective action, and that should make a real difference to the number of antisocial behaviour incidents. At this month's council meeting, we also made our commitment clear by passing a resolution outlining a new strategy to deal with troublesome behaviour. We will be working in partnership with our new wardens, the police and others in the community, with an action plan to ensure all the partners in the team are making full use of the legal powers at their disposal. We will also continue to work with services that can work with people to encourage them towards more constructive activities. We will provide 6-month reports to our Place Scrutiny Board on the effectiveness of the Community Safety Partnership's action in tackling antisocial behaviour. Road safety is another real concern. We will prioritise speed checks and linking into the council and the police-funded Operation Hormill and other road safety enforcement. And then there are highway offences such as flyposting, rights of way and overhanging vegetation, as well as noise nuisance. These aren't the issues that make the headlines, but we know they are important to you, and we will be doing our very best to help people take on the antisocial behaviour which affects so many people in Calderdale.